that is not such a terrible thing. Huh. Delegitimization. There we go. Now poses an ominous threat, and as per Almar delineated in the past, the most dangerous anti-Semites were those who sought to make the word Judenrein free of Jews. But today the most dangerous anti-Semites are those who want to make the world Judenstaatrein, free of a Jewish state. Thus the new anti-Semitism differs from the old in that it is directed against the country of the Jews instead of against only individual Jews or communities, and has added new excuses for hate to its malevolent litany. Since the world has not yet realized that the war against Israel's existence is part of the Islamic war to conquer the world, with many believing the anti-Israel canards instead, it is important to gain tools to fight this new anti-Semitism. How does one do this? Professor Alex Grubman, his advanced degree in contemporary Jewish history were earned at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, feels correctly that a good part of the solution lies in combating ignorance by knowing the answers to the lies propagated about the Jewish state. His book, Erosion, Undermining Israel Through Lies and Deception, is an easily read work of less than 100 pages. The thoroughly researched footnotes make it 115 pages altogether. That puts laid to the most serious of those lies. The book's title is an apt one. The early Zionists reclaimed a land whose soil had eroded for thousands of years, and now their progeny must reclaim Zionism's good name, eroded by clever propaganda machines. Reading Erosion is important for giving informed self-confidence to those committed to the State of Israel, for giving them thoroughly backed up answers to false accusations, but even more for those Jews and non-Jews who don't even realize that they are being fed lies. The pro-Palestinian propaganda all sounds so plausible, and it works because most Westerners do not believe that someone will knowingly tell a lie, a big lie, of historical magnitude and significance. But that is just what the anti-Zionists read anti-Semites do. Witness the Palestinian Authority textbooks that claim that Israel rejected the UN partition plan. Today, who, except for historically conscious Zionists, remembers that Israel accepted the two-state plan that created an impossibly small Jewish state, and the Arabs rejected it out of hand. And if the books are not changed, that lie will be accepted as fact in another few years. Ruth Wise, as the writer quotes, has observed that even without that ill-fated partition plan, pre-1967 Israel had only 8,000 square miles and is the only homeland for the Jewish people. That land's population is already 20.6% Arab. The ratio of lands in Arab hands to that of Israel is 640 to 1. Why do the Arabs think they merit more, she asks? And why are the Arab conquests, which resulted in that ratio, forgotten, as they portray themselves as victims and Israel as the oppressor, Professor Grubman adds? And why does the world not realize that the war against Israel's existence, lies and all, is part of the Islamic war to conquer the world? The impetus for turning lies into facts, quote-unquote, is fueled by anti-Semitism, and its success has given rise to that new anti-Semitism that transcends social systems, borders, ethnic groups, and political affiliation. British publicist Melanie Phillips said it succinctly, "Israel inspires an obsessional hatred of a type and scale that is directed at no other country." Erosion, the book, analyzes the facets of that obsession. It shows the reader clearly how double standards are applied when dealing with Israel and the rest of the world, a fact not realized by most observers who do not have comparisons at hand. It draws the demarcation line on the far side of which criticism of Israel's actions is not true criticism, but unacceptable anti-Semitism. The book leads to awareness of how cyberspace makes it easy to spread lies, to bring the crazies out of the closet, and keep their messages of hate online. The reader learns about the methods by which this is done, such as the, quote, war of analogy, Defense Minister Yalon's term for comparing Israel to all that is reprehensible in history and human behavior, and how to combat these baseless lies. Especially spurious is the comparison to Nazis and the ridiculous accusation of apartheid in a state where you have as much chance of being treated by an Arab doctor as by a Jewish one. It tells about London's roles in harboring anti-Israel organizations, about how terrorist acts are far from random, and about the civil rights masquerade, today's excuse for hating Jews. The reader will understand what BDS, the third attempt to destroy Israel, when wars and terror did not do the job, is really about. And he will learn the truth about specific charges against Israel, the history of the water issue, a commodity scarce in this area of the world, used as a weapon turned against Israel, when the truth is exactly the opposite. The idea behind targeted killings of terrorists carried out by Israel, automatically condemned when they are actually the way to avoid civilian casualties. The rationale that built the security fence and checkpoints and their place in the context of world defense systems. Readers of Erosion will find that the hour or two it takes to read this book will enrich their ability to defend Israel, to themselves and others, immeasurably. And then they can look for the writer's other books. I suggest starting with his BDS, The Movement to Destroy Israel, explaining a discriminatory practice that the EU, chillingly aping Nazi Germany, has so recently embraced. Rachel Silvesky is an op-ed and Jerusalem editor of Ar Sheva's English site. Erosion is available as an ebook from Amazon.com. Okay, we're going to continue on with Idan Rachel here on WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile.
מגע יד בטוחה מביטים בירח את אומרת תסתכל לא בשבילנו זורח וישב הפשוטה מביטים בה כמו מראה אחת ללכת לצידה לא מבקשת שתמות למענה את הילדה אלוהים שמור עליה שרק תהיה בריאה שתקום כשידבר אליה איש עייף שאין דבר כבר שהיה מת למענו כמו לפני הרבה שנים כשעוד חשב שהירח בשבילו וישב הפשוטה מביטים בה כמו מראה אחת ללכת לצידה לא מבקשת שתמות למענה וישב הפשוטה אחת ללכת לצידה לא מבקשת שתמות למענה רק לחיות מיום ליום ישבה פשוטה מביטים בה כמו מראה
פחד ללכת לצידה ורק לחיות מיום ליום.
Oh, another technical thing. I don't know what is going on. Conform. Oh, this is so weird. I don't know what is with this computer today, or me. I lost my... I don't know how to do this. So I'll have to go back in. There we go. Here we go. I must have hit a wrong button. Okay, so again, that's another Idan Rachel. Let's see if I can find the lyrics for you. I just love it. I think it's so, so beautiful. And that was... Mabitim ba yar echad. Yareach, looking at the moon. The hands, safe touch, looking at the moon. You say, look... Not for us. He shines. And there is simple love, looking at it as in a mirror. One to walk at her side doesn't ask you to die for her. To nurture the child, God, take care of her. May she just be healthy, that she will get up when he will speak to her. A tired man for whom there is nothing that he would have died for. Like many years ago, when he still thought that the moon is for him. That's a little bit mystical. I'm not sure I understand that song. I was in touch with his record company. He's doing a tour in Europe. No plans at this point to come to the U.S., but he's been at Berkeley several times, and hopefully at some point we will get him back here again. I asked if there was a way that I could get him to come on my show, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that... I see. What must have happened there? Okay. Must have hit a weird button. So, let me see if there's any announcements I need to make. I made some already, but I don't see where our... here we go. We have a big, thick book of important announcements to share with you, and I want to do that. Well, this one is always important. Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, please never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, that's obviously very important. So I have all kinds of other music here I want to share with you. Let's see. Well, this is something completely different, but it's a woman that I heard, and she's quite fun. Actually, she's a very, very talented woman. And let's see. Oh, it's not liking that one either. I don't know. These disc players are very persnickety. Let's see if I can get it to play on this one. Nope, it doesn't like that one either. All right, we'll have to take this out. Put it down here. I only have one deck to work with, which is rather annoying. Okay. I heard this artist live in concert, and she really was quite fabulous. Let's see. Let's do this one. Here we go.
He tratado de decirte tantas veces que no puedo ya seguir más a tu lado y termino como siempre entre tus brazos, sollozando y abrazándome a tu cuerpo. pasión que llevo dentro. Me consume, me calcina y me domina. Cuando intento desatarme de tus lazos, solo encuentro que yo te amo más, más cada día. Amor, amor, no quisiera que interpretes mal mi acción, ni pretendo que me tengas compasión, porque yo te amo. Necesita comprensión, mucho cuidado. Si al subirlo a la balanza no se inclina, es señal de que el amor ha triunfado. Si hasta ahora nuestro barco ha navegado contra vientos y mareas, contra todo, no podemos permitirnos que naufrague y perdernos tantos años ya que hemos ganado. Amor, amor, no quisiera que interpretes mal mi acción, ni pretendo que me tengas compasión, porque yo te amo. Amor, amor, solo intento conseguir como la flor que me riegues un poquito de tu amor, porque yo te amo.
so good. I feel so free. It feels so right.
Feel the in my feet. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I feel it in the air.
Okay, we had two selections from a local artist, Dick Derry. We heard With You from the EP With You, and I Can Dance. Nice, I just got those from him. Before that, Rebbe Soul from, let's see, the CD called Rebbe Soul, While It Rains, and Shlomo Karlbach, Shomer Yisrael, Guardian of Israel. Yosefa before that, Longings or Kisofim. Veronica Robles, Porque te amo. And I think that brings us up to date. There's a couple events happening. You are invited. 2016 Medford Children's Art Showcase. We'll to celebrate 3rd and 7th grade artwork in a citywide exhibit by students in the Medford Public Schools. Monday, February 8th through Friday, February 26th. Open during vacation week at Priadal Lane and Associates at 200 Rivers Edge Drive in Medford. Hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Closed weekends. There's a reception at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday, February 18th. And you can go to www.studiojcd.com/CAS or facebook.com Medford Youth Art. And if you want to donate supplies to the Medford Children's Art Showcase, you can go to dickblick.com. Area, I guess it's ARA lists 6278 home. Anyway, that's a little bit complicated to get, but this looks like a nice event. Also, Construct Belief and Nostalgia, Lindsay Coker, John Campbell, and Mike Rysick, artists, and they are showing at the 13 Forest Gallery, 167 A Mass Ave in Arlington, and it's Construct Belief and Nostalgia, How the Gallery Setting Affects Artist Intent. And the opening reception already was, but it's going to go through to March 6th. Now, they have on Saturday, on the 6th, that's this coming Saturday, from 4 to 6 p.m., Waxing Poetic, an afternoon with an encaustic artist, Amy Keller. Then on Saturday, 2/13 from 4 to 6, Romancing the Square, events throughout Capitol Square. And then Saturday, 2/27, the end of the month, 4 to 6, Portrait of the Artist, Nick Noyes, documentaries on the exhibition's three artists, screening and artist talk starts at 4:30 p.m. It was the winner on the Boston A-List Winner's Best Art Gallery. Cool. All right, so some events that are local, and let's see, we're going to go now to another wonderful artist.
Thank you.
Okay, just about out of here. That was Alana Katz. Katz, Blues and Old Time Fiddle. Ronnie Earle is on that CD with her. Let's see, we're going to hear Claudia Schmidt and then something from the new Dark Star, and then Chris Earle will be here. A little note, Beach Boys' Brian Wilson is going to perform in Israel. Na, 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 na. It's all these artists boycotting Israel, but he's going to come. He's got a good head on his shoulders. Next week, I'll tell you about this great invention. Well, I'll tell you briefly. The Israelis have invented an item you put in your car. You plug it in. It tells you what's wrong. It diagnoses. It tells you how much it will cost to fix it. And in Israel, it tells you where you can get it fixed. That's a game changer, folks. They keep coming up with all this great stuff. All right, here we go. Let's see. Do I want this one? Oh, dear. We had that. So we want to go to this one. We'll see.
What is unsaid fills the tiny spaces between syllables, insinuates itself after commas and semicolons, at the upturned sentence end, before the fall of consonants, and at the rounding of the vowel. What is unsaid roars against the intake of breath after every third or fourth word, then recedes for a paragraph or so until it cannot bear its unsaying and seeks a portal from its confinement into the rattle-a-tat-tat of the saying and the said, out of the simple longing to be with its own kind. Thank you.
Claudia Schmidt. She was recently a Giant Eagle. Fantastic. All right, we're going to go out with some David Bowie here. I did find the CD. Actually, Chris found the CD. It was right where it was supposed to be. All right. It's coming, it's coming. The question is, what one did I pick? Oh, God. I think it was six. God, why isn't this working? Okay, it's not.
Stop the first one.
No, it's just, I don't know what's going on with this. Here we are, folks. We'll get it. Had fun with the board all day. So you said it was number six that I was trying to do? I think you're right. I was trying to get four, five, six. No, I think it's number seven. Can you tell?
I thought you said number six.
Yes. I can't. Dollar Days is the one
Which
I want.
Which one are you playing? Dollar Days. Yeah, number six.
I can't read it.
I know. It's weird.
It's very hard to see. All right. Well,
it's pretty. But
between
it's
the three of us, me and myself. And all right.